Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Hula, 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 hula.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about, where is it? Oh, yes, here it is. We're going to be talking about the new, brand new, spanking new influenza study. Absolutely. And what, pray tell, would it tell us about the flu and the shot that they want everybody to get in the fall, winter months. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about other toxic medical treatments and some necessary tonics. You know, I hope we can fit all that in, plus a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this whole country up in prayer. I pray for the leadership. I pray that the Lord's hand be on this nation. And while I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees, I hope you are too. I brought the devotional. Today it's from Luke 12 and Ephesians 30, and it says this. Anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without me. So the best defense against worry is staying in communication with me. And when you turn your thoughts towards me, you can think much more positively. Remember to listen as well as you speak, making your thoughts a dialogue with me. And if you must consider upcoming events, you know, follow some simple basic rules. Don't linger in the future because anxieties can sprout up like mushrooms. And remember the promise of my continual presence. And include me in all of the decisions in your mind. This mental discipline does not come easily because you are not accustomed to being in my presence most of the time. However, the reality of my presence with you now and forever outshines any fantasy you could ever imagine. Well, amen to that. Mind's time, it grows short. If you're not seeking the Lord's face, now's the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the Quacker, artificial intelligence, they said, is biased, just as biased as humans. Yeah, artificial intelligence is kind of becoming part of the information infrastructure that we use. Early stage artificial intelligence technologies, you know, they filter everything from, you know, driving directions to your job, or to your loan applications online. But error-prone or biased artificial intelligence systems are not in the works right now, and it could taint our whole economy and our social ecosystem. So artificial intelligence, you know, if it's our creation and we're biased, I guess they are too, right? Because we created them. So these systems learn from social data that reflects human history, human attitudes, human reactions, bias, prejudices, and so forth. So all these algorithms reflect that. And so this is what the machines are learning, like naughty little children. All right, so machine bias is right now part of the algorithmic risk assessment. And we'll see what happens as science tries to recreate things. All right, move along in the Quack Report. Here's something that's really incredible. The fat-burning, muscle-growing pill. Bet you ears perked up on that one. Oh, yeah, people want to just swallow a pill, get rid of the fat, big, big muscles. Well, this was kind of the brainchild of Ronald Evans. He's a scientist. He's actually experimented with drugs for GlaxoSmithKline. He's compounded some drugs, and they're all, you know, labeled by numbers and letters. They don't really mean anything. And apparently he was interviewed about some of the work he was doing a few years ago and said that, you know, it's still in the concept phase. There is no proof of concept yet, but he was saying, you know, if you don't prove things, potentially they can be very dangerous substances. So people were saying, you know, can we take this? Can we take that? All these chemicals that he mentioned in some sort of lecture he was giving. So actually now, kind of 10 years after that first study he did, he's now developed a company called MetroBridge Inc. It is also partnered with a pharmaceutical company called Astellas Pharma, and they've started testing a new drug that he says has a safety upgrade into it, and what it does is it deals with cellular metabolisms inside the body. And so, of course, you know, if it's going to melt fat and grow muscle, you know, of course they're going to say, we're developing this for muscular dystrophy. Although worthy as it would seem, you know what the real cash cow is to sell it to the general public to melt your fat and to make you have huge, huge muscles. So they're gaming the genetic system is what they're doing. But if you overgame it, you activate genes outside your target that causes side effects. So they're betting that won't happen. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, flu shots. We're going to talk about a little bit more depth in the first segment of the show, but flu shots, some research from Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center. The researchers were quite stunned to find some new results about the flu shot, not quite giving you the benefits they had hoped. Of course, you know, they were doing these studies to nullify all the, reasons people don't get the flu shot. But in a nutshell, we'll go into more detail, but what they found is if you get the flu shot this year, then next year your immune system's weaker. Uh-oh. And that wraps the quack report. Frank, did we have quackers? I didn't hear quackers. We having technical problems? Are we there? Wake that duck up!
That's all, folks.
You can't get good ducks these days. They don't quack on cue. All right, we're going to talk about the influenza vaccine that weakens the immune system. Yep, brand new study, as I mentioned. You know, in my career as an herbalist, you know, I've talked about immunizations undermining the immune system of humans and animals, kind of to the point of sounding like a broken record. But many in the natural healing arts have known for more than half a decade that inoculations work differently than what is promoted by medicine and the media. So medical science has promoted vaccines for pregnant women while admitting they don't know what the treatment will do to the baby. And such recklessness is unconscionable, but drug companies can buy their way out of trouble while making billions on the suffering and loss of the masses. So we have a new study stating that flu shots attack the immune system. Well, any treatment that leaves you weaker instead of stronger is an attack. And I'm praying more people become aware of the vaccine scam science is hosting. So we're going to take a look at what the scientists found, much to their astonishment, and let's find out how we can strengthen our immune system and avoid these viruses. Well, you know, basically the tactic is they make you afraid, and so that's how they, you know, get you in there to get your flu shot. So what the medical establishment does is promote flu shots to the public and to expectant mothers, you know, and they instill fear of the unknown, that the influenza is a killer of thousands, including expectant mothers. So for women with a strong immune system function and in good health, you know, the flu virus, although uncomfortable and especially during pregnancy, is no fun, but it's not as deadly as we were led to think. Now, I've known plenty of women who came down with the flu while pregnant, and they came through it just fine. Actually, I was one of them. I got the flu when I was pregnant with my second child. And you tend to feel extra tired and more uncomfortable, but rest and drinking lots of fluids is extremely helpful. Like I said, if you've got a strong immune system, if you've been doing some things right, you know, viruses like that, usually you can get through it. Now, the CDC is reporting that deaths during pregnancy in the United States are minimal, and a majority of the death certificates will list hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, or sepsis as the cause. Doesn't sound like flu to me. So in 2013, they said there were 17.3 deaths per 100,000. So roughly, there's about 500 deaths per year in the U.S. involving pregnant women. And the causes are, you know, varied, but typically very few are flu-related. All right, so now if you're on our newsletter list, and by the way, a lot of you have been listening to the show and you've signed up, so good for you. We have a free online newsletter. You have to have email to get it, so you can go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. Now, the American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, but in the newsletter, you get this graph from the CDC. And it is the trends in pregnancies that are related to morbidity in the United States from 1987 to 2013. Okay, and you can see by the graph, you know, it's ticked up a little bit over the years, but pretty much, you know, it's not as life-threatening. The flu is not as life-threatening to us as we all think it is, you know. We're just going to have to make sure we do our due diligence to be as protected as we can and have strong immune system function, and it works, you know. All right, let's look at the findings. This new study, August 2017, scientists that conducted this research at Ohio State University of Wexner Medical Center, They were trying to see if there are any noticeable side effects of the flu shot on pregnant women or their babies. So the research was conducted, I think, you know, to strengthen the argument that, you know, flu shots are safe and to nullify any concerns of pregnant women in taking the influenza vaccines. However, the results showed something shocking, as if science had never seen this before. Actually, science has seen results like this about vaccines. They weaken the immune system. However, they tend not to get published. Now, the CDC tells us that the flu shot offers a 40 to 60% effective protection against the flu and similar viruses, when in fact, in the study in December 2011, I mentioned it previously, I think last week, the Journal of Lancet Infectious Disease Journal, said the flu vaccine offers a minimal benefit of 0.015%. Very different statistics, aren't they? 60% versus 0.015. Well, by the way, the CDC and the U.S. National Library of Medicine, National Institute of Health, they have different influenza statistics there as well, also involving pregnancy. Also, the CDC's site, specifically for pregnant women that are investigating the influenza vaccine, they tell women that 12% of the deaths during pregnancy are caused by influenza. In reality, pregnant women have more risk of dying of other causes other than the flu. So their findings were published in the August 2017 journal Vaccine. Now, here's a quote from Lisa Christian. She's a professor there at the Institute of Behavioral Medicine Research at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. And she says this: "We launched into the study to track how prior vaccination affects immune responses in expectant mothers, but also to see whether it affects how well antibodies against the flu are transferred from mother to baby." She goes on to say, "Women who get a flu shot year after year will see their antibody responses weaker over time. Data suggests it has not the effect on the baby this way." End of quote. Well, this begs the question, then, if mom's immune system is not performing well, how does she transfer adequate immunity to the child? Well, the answer is that she does not transfer as much protection to the child as those who do not get the flu shots, and their immune system isn't manufacturing its own antibodies. Okay, so that's how God creates an immune system. You get sick, you create an antibody, you transfer it to your children. That's how God created the immune system to work. But science is subjecting it to weakness and failure through vaccines. Now, science is clearly experimenting on billions of people worldwide without knowing enough about pathogens, the immune system, and the risks. Now, if you go to the CDC's website, they have a warning. The CDC does warn pregnant women that the flu shot does offer some side effects and even some serious ones, and here's their list: difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, chest or abdominal pain, sudden dizziness, confusion, severe or persistent vomiting, high fever, and decreased or no movement of the baby. Now, I would say that the abdominal pain may be contractions and she's miscarrying. Okay. Of course, you know, the medical doctors are not going to admit that it was the flu shot that produced those effects and that the patient has contracted another illness or the patient's immune system didn't react properly to the vaccine for adequate protection from the flu. But they'll never, ever admit that the flu vaccine gave you the flu. All right, so let's look at the risk of miscarriage, because Global News in September 2017 reported on the increased risk of miscarriage pregnant women face when getting the flu shot. Dr. Michael Osterholm, he's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, he feels there is a push to sell flu vaccines by commercial pharmacies for getting revenue regardless of the risks. And the new research results shocked scientists who have been told the flu vaccine is safe, but now find that flu shots during pregnancy increase a woman's risk of miscarriage. Even more evidence suggests that anyone that gets a flu shot annually that their immune system is going to be weaker, making us even more vulnerable to viruses. So this was kind of like a revelation to these people. Here is a quote from Dr. Michael Osterholm. He says, "More research is needed, but there is enough evidence now to suggest that early vaccination during pregnancy should be discouraged. I've been concerned for some time and have looked into the marketing of flu vaccines versus the effective use of influenza vaccines." All right. Let's see. This is Dr. Edward Belongia. He's a vaccine researcher and head of the Center of Clinical Epidemiology and Population Health at Wisconsin's Marshfield Clinic. He says this, "I understand it's disconcerting. It's not a message that we welcome or want, but it is what we found, and we have an obligation to let people know about it." End of quote. Well, he's true about that. Don't sweep that under the rug, you know. Also, here is a quote from Dr. Laura Riley. She's in the obstetrics department at Massachusetts General Hospital. She says this, "The thing is, your average OBGYN is not reading journals like Vaccine, and so they are not going to have the details." End of quote. That's scary, isn't it? You would think the CDC, the health department, the government health would send out a blast message. I don't know, maybe on Twitter, if not some other way, and tell all the doctors all over the country, "Hello, new research strongly suggests vaccines for pregnant women is going to be detrimental to their health." But you're not going to see that. You're not going to see that. Mm-mm-mm. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Gaston Desires, epidemiologist at Quebec Public Health Institute. He says, "It is estimated that 10 to 15% of pregnancies end in miscarriage when flu vaccines are given in the first or second trimester." Okay, there you go. Well, what can we take away from this? Well, what we can take away from this new research is that flu shots actually make people more vulnerable to viral infections. And what the scientists have stated is that if you had a flu shot last year, you will be at a higher risk of getting the flu or other viral infections the following year. So the data is suggesting that each year you get inoculated with influenza viruses, and now it's up to 4 or 5 different strains in the flu shot. Most of them are animal strains. The weaker your immune system gets. And for those of you who feel that this research will make a big difference in the halls of medicine and that they will take a more serious look at all vaccines causing internal medicine diseases, well, you'd be mistaken. Because vaccines are the most highly guarded secret in science. And Dr. Anthony Morris, former chief virologist of the FDA, told me that in 1994. So what will most likely occur is there'll be another study. It'll be done to counter this study, nullifying all the warnings. So inoculating people with disease, I want you to pay attention, inoculating people with disease, that's what a vaccine is the business model for medical health care. Sadly, it provides them with patients. So vaccines target everyone, but women and children seem to get the brunt of it. That's right. So instead of, like Dr. Carly used to say, instead of vaccines inoculating you against disease, they are inoculating you with disease. And this is corrupting immune system. It's a corrupting the immune system. All right, so people often ask me, "Well, Miss Wendy, what do you do about the flu?" Well, I have my vaccine busters and my immune boosters. That's what I do. Now, it's kind of a crime that we're subjected and we have to put up with this these dangerous policies and treatments, because I hear from healthcare professionals every year. They're looking for a way around the flu shots that they have to take to keep their job. And they don't want the flu shots, even though they give them to patients. So there are ways to strengthen the immune system, especially if it has been attacked by vaccines. And there is a way to reverse vaccines or cancel them when they are given. So I use herbs to strengthen the immune system, and I draw out poisons and pathogens, and then I sweep the blood system that could, anything that could slip by. So, however, the greatest protection you have from vaccines is not to get them. to begin with, just say no. Just say no. But now for every parent out there, I suggest getting a copy of the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. It's a kind of a contract. You can download it off the internet. But if you can't find it online, just email or call in your request for a copy of that at Apothecary Herbs. Okay. Now, this puts the medical establishment on the hook for all injuries and damages done by all vaccines given to you or your family. And the physician actually waives his protective rights because he's verifying the treatment will not harm the patient. So if he refuses to sign it, then he's essentially saying the treatment offers risks and serious side effects. So what physician would call authorities then? Because then if they showed up, they would just say, well, you know, I have fiduciary responsibility to this child that it be safe. And the doctor's wanting a treatment that apparently he can't guarantee is safe. So what are we talking about here then? You're forcing me to give a child a treatment that offers substantial risks of harm because the doctor won't sign this statement right here. And you would win in court. Oh, you would. You know, because if he refuses to sign it, you know, that's just saying, I'm not sure about this treatment. Yeah, it could hurt your kid. It could even kill your kid. So I also find you also want to find a way, you know, to educate your kids without that public school system. It's not, I mean, the public schools is trash. And you can still get your kids a quality higher education if you homeschool them, because I've seen parents do it. So don't worry about, you know, getting inoculations to go to school. There's always another way. And there's lots of parents figuring that out. Now, if you're looking for herbs, the herbs you seek, Apothecary Herbs does specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. They have a full line of immune boosting herbs listed at thepowerherbs.com, and it's also in their free product catalog. You can visit the website and request your catalog, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Now, for reversing or canceling a vaccine the day it is given, you might want to look for the product called Skin Poultice. What you do is you apply that to the injection site, and it draws out the vaccine. Also draws out snake venom from bites. It's powerful. And then use the blood cleanse formula. That'll sweep the blood for any vaccine pathogens that slip by. And these items are also included in the pandemic kit, if you want to check that out, along with a full line of immune boosting formulas there. So if you have any questions, contact Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. Check it all out. You know, get a catalog. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and it puts the power back in your hands. It strengthens your immune system. God's protection for you, because God said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie, and I believe him. So if you got any faith out there, there's where you put it. Thepowerherbs.com and God's good herbs. He gets the credit all the time, every day. I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, but we come back, we're going to be talking about some tonics. You know, tonics are not tinctures. We'll talk about the difference and how they're really powerful as well. We'll be right back.
Myself. Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Ago when I
your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We talked about the new vaccine study. If you missed that part of the show, you're going to have to hit the archives later. I did encourage you all to sign up for the newsletters, Great at Empowering Health Information. That's free, no subscription, by email each week. So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and sign up today for free. Also, we're going to be talking about some necessary tonics, because tonics are different than herbal tinctures because they don't have alcohol in them. Typically, they don't. So there's this long history of herb tonics, really. So how did they get started, and why did they become necessary? Well, every culture seems to have invented their own medicinal tonic, and with a goal in mind, to restore, to tone, to reinvigorate the body, to cleanse it, and promote just general well-being. So the tonic ingredients were selected consisting of, kind of an assortment of plants and herbs. Now, so whoever it was that said that, the golden age of herbalism from the 1400s to the 1600s, and that now it's dead, well, that person's mistaken. It's not dead. Germany and France never lost sight of their herbal healing roots, as some other cultures have. So we're going to take a look at the pivotal role of herbal tonics. Well, let's look at the benefits. In many cases, the tonics with the most power contain herbs with what we call adaptogen action. So in other words, the herbs that they selected contained compounds that could, read your chemical markers and adapt the needed human receptors within the immune system response. It also improved the action of the other herbs and also helped stabilize the human body, the metabolism. So the concept of adaptogens was supposedly first used by a pharmacologist involving drug trials in 1947. So herbs with adaptogen capability have been thought to have the ability to help the body fight conditions such as cancer. And modern science has been, studying herbs to see how they'll be able to offer this miraculous benefit. So they hope it may lead them to a more, discoveries, why bacteria are able to adapt and resist antibiotics. Most of the research on the topic of adaptogen herbs has been carried out in Russia, Korea, and China. More study needs to be done to satisfy, of course, the FDA's definition of a cure or treatment or anything that prevents disease. So using herbs and tonics, you can't really say much is what it can do for you. However, what scientists do know is that whatever the mechanism is within the herbs, it decreases cellular stress on the body, gives the body a little lift, a restorative, chance. And research has shown that ginseng, one of these herbs like ginseng, has that ability, as well as some other herbs. So here's a scientific medical definition of adaptogens for non-specific remedies. And this is from Photomedicine 1999. It says adaptogens increase resistance to a broad spectrum of harmful factors that are stressors on the body and stressors for chemical and biological nature. Here is also another definition. Adaptogens are a new class of metabolic regulators of a natural origin, which increase the ability of the organism to adapt to environmental factors and avoid damage from factors. So they're still trying to figure out how herbs do all these wonderful, miraculous things. And because herbs tend to be complex compounds, unlike, simple drugs like antibiotics, they're very simple. This is why the bugs can, shield themselves after a while from the drug and it doesn't work anymore. Now, the Russians have by far conducted the most research into the concept of plant adaptogens. In the 1500s, they have a pharmacological and clinical study that was published in 1500. So the research was boldly stated that adaptogen sources have been described as medicine for healthy people. So there are a few products today that state an adaptogen benefit. Now, in 1998, the FDA and the European Medicine Agency approved of a monograft on Siberian ginseng root as an adaptogen. So the point is, modern science and medicine has, you know, kind of difficulty rationalizing the adaptogen mechanisms in the natural medicine sources. But herbal medicine all over the world has included herbs with this adaptogen benefit, regardless of what the science now discovers or believes. So science may never understand the full benefit of the medicinal plants with their cellular transcription or adaptogen-like action. Well, you know, that's the genius of God right there. All right, so in many cases, you know, herb tonics, you know, have this common use of being taken in the springtime after a long winter. So there was all these spring tonics that kind of cropped up, and they were kind of necessary to refortify the body with a bunch of nutrition that had been missing throughout the winter, you know, it's before refrigeration. So before the 20th century, the human diet in the winter tended to consist of dried meats, you know, like beef jerky and stuff, maybe some grains and root vegetables. Okay, whatever you had in your root cellar. Later, you know, the vegetables quickly would lose the vitamins and minerals after the harvest. So, you know, what they were eating in the winter wasn't all as nutritious as during the warmer months. So the herb tonics were designed to contain a bunch of herbs with high nutrients in them, like calcium and iron and vitamin C. And they would also help. The added benefit is these tonics tend to have a cleansing action in the system while it supplied all the nutrients. So kind of a, you know, twofer there. So herbs such as nettle and red clover tend to wind up in the tonics, and they help sweep the blood and detoxify it. Other herbs like parsley or lobelia kind of act like diuretics to flush and tone the kidneys. So the ancients kind of knew what worked and what didn't when it came to their herbal medicines. Now, the monks, they also made tonics. Yeah. The Asian monks loved tonics, and they used them all the time to sustain themselves. They claim that herb tonics take you from disease prevention to optimum health. So the monks of the at first, you know, they would tell you that, you know, Western medicine focuses on disease prevention, while their Eastern philosophy to health focuses on longevity and vitality and rejuvenation, and they work with the energy of the body on the physical and spiritual levels. So Asian monks, they love American ginseng, and they like astragalus root. Both offer these adaptogen qualities, and ginseng is well known as a kind of a panacea. It's called ginseng panax. It means panacea because it has lots of uses. And ginseng has these saponins that are responsible for helping your body with illnesses. In other words, if you're coming off a long convalescence, if you've been sick and coughing for weeks and weeks, you definitely want some ginseng. It'll give your body stamina when you're really tired and worn out. So it actually helps reestablish the body quickly. So that's why ginseng is really popular. Offers stamina, reduces your fatigue, and so forth. So patients unlucky enough to be treated, let's say, with radiation and chemotherapy for cancer, find that astragalus root will reduce the negative side effects of the cancer treatments that modern medicine is giving them, and they'll recover much faster. And that also was research done at Anderson Cancer Research Center, University of Houston. Astragalus root has also been known to improve sperm mobility as a male fertility solution. So Asian monks will tell you that they use herb tonics for radiant health, period. You know, end of story, don't have to go into a lot of explanation, just use it. You know? All right, so here's a little history lesson. Herb tonics are a very old way to help the body heal itself. Yep. So Hippocrates wrote about herbal tonics as it was, you know, part of the traditional Greek medicine of his time. Both Hippocrates and Galen both felt that the nutrition in the tonics was a superior approach to healing than therapeutic interventions. So if they were alive today, their assessment may go something like this. If you want a superior tonic, it will help build strength, vitality, and health. The average therapeutic agents will tend to influence body function, and then inferior treatments are toxic drugs. So there's their three levels of medicines, from inferior to superior. So tonics are at the top. All right, aside from all the life-saving trauma treatments modern medicine uses today, it kind of lacks the ability to cure or prevent disease. So why did medicine lose sight of this traditional holistic form, this vitalistic property? You know, ancients had that. They did. The Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, they had that. What happened? Why did medicine abandon supporting and building the human system, strengthening it in order to acquire, resistance to disease? And why did they trade that in lieu of stronger drugs and evasive surgery? Why did they do that? Well, the ancient Greeks actually can answer that for us. The Greek physicians were known for their superb ability to teach people how to care for themselves, to the point that the population became so healthy that the Greek doctors were out of a job. So the Greeks always treated the person and not the disease. Greek physicians had such a superior reputation in healing that they were usually the first professionals to be taken into captivity alive to help heal the invading army. So inorganic mineral drugs, toxic mercury, and the misuse of botanicals like opiates, henbane, belladonna are unfortunately adopted by medicine in order to give you the illusion of health. Later, medicine added antibiotics, viral drugs, and vaccines to their list of disease treatments. So the patented greed of man has led to the defects in our medical treatments, and it's becoming increasingly more clear with each decade. And medicine's drug therapies turn people into usually drug addicts and slaves to their drugs, and they put them on drugs early and for all their lives, and can actually put them in early graves. So this is why, you know, we see the greed with the vaccines, and we see the medical system business model that it creates disease, so it keeps them in patients. They got lots of business. All right, let's look at the catalyst, because in the 16th century, a physician and philosopher, Paracelsus, who told his students that to combine herbs with the liquid catalyst to extract the nutrition makes the liquid into a living, bioavailable matter. It takes it from the plant, and then it becomes more potent than the single plant alone. So he's talking about taking herbs and aging them in a catalyst like alcohol or vinegar, of such, and what it does is it draws out the photochemicals, the phytochemicals from the plant, all those wonderful alkaloids and chemical nutrients and vitamins and minerals and amino acids that the body really needs to overcome illness. So that's what he was saying in the 16th century. If you want to make something really more potent than the living plant itself, you age it in a catalyst. You make a tonic or a tincture out of it. So history has proved that tonics overall, you know, furnish the body with what we call live whole food vitamins, minerals, plant proteins, flavonoids, amino acids, all those necessary elements the body uses to get well. So tonics help revitalize the system, and it gives also a slow infusion of this nutrition that removes the cellular stress on the body. So tonics offer a relaxing effect to your organs because it strengthens and tones the entire system. Vinegar-based tonics are very, very good. They're excellent for systems that are overwhelmed with, let's say, yeast, if you have an overgrowth of yeast. Because yeast likes an alkaline environment, and vinegar becomes more acid, so it will help starve the yeast. They also are very good for things like colds and flu bugs and epidemics, chronic fatigue, immune system weakness, and digestive problems. So any of your tonics with vinegar typically are very good for that. The best catalysts for herb tonics, which extract more nutrition, are going to be the ones with vinegar or alcohol. A lot of people say, well, what about glycerin? Well, glycerin from plants is not as effective as a catalyst because it does not extract the full spectrum of the plant nutrition. It leaves the formula kind of on the weak side and incomplete. Now, some plants have multiple alkaloids, and they have to be captured. All of them have to be captured for optimum benefit. And so in that case, sometimes you have to use a catalyst of both alcohol and vinegar to create that powerful concentrate. So that's what you learn in herb school when you go there. You learn that stuff. Okay, so as modern medicine, you know, attempts to manage drug-resistant bacteria, they often find they must resort to other natural sources. For instance, hospitals that can't stop the spread of staph infections, or guess what? They're using honey. The honey's natural antibacterial, has some agents in there that are antibacterial in the honey, and it destroys the bad pathogens, but none of the healthy ones. So another option is liquid garlic. It's not as sticky, and for the same reason. Garlic is naturally antiviral, antibacterial, anti-yeast, fungal. In fact, garlic is like a all-natural antibiotic, but the bugs aren't resistant to it. I love it, garlic. So mutating viruses and bacteria are, you know, immune to antiviral, antibacterial drugs, but they're not immune to the human immune system that is supported by your natural medicines. Think about that. Now, an immune system that is allowed to function like it's supposed to, and you use some herbs to support it, the following is going to happen. It will improve the naturalization of the neutralization of the infection because your body's creating more antibodies or killer T cells, so it eradicates the infection faster. It speeds up the removal of the pathogen debris. It also assists your immune system function like with fever and flushing out the pathogens. By the way, your fever is your immune system's way of burning off the infection. And when you suppress it with aspirin or acetaminophen products, you just extend the length of time you're going to be sick. Keep your fever wet, you know, and you'll get over whatever you have in a day or so. Take aspirin or Tylenol, and you'll be sick for 5 to 7 days. All right, improves your sleep when you use these herbs to support, you know, and strengthens the body, gives you stamina, helps you breathe better, improves circulation. So this is what all your natural medicines do for you. And it reduces your phlegm and mucus, so you cuts that congestion, as well as strengthen and speed up your overall healing. So this is a blessing God has given you in his medicinal plants, and that's what he's telling you. It's here for the healing of the nation. It's under your noses. You know, God gives you a promise. He doesn't break those promises. No, he doesn't. So herbs are here for the healing of the nations and the service of man. What great service. What health. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So here God's saying, you want health, you want strong bodies and strong bones and you know, stamina, you know, do the herbs. You know, look, turn to me and the medicinal herbs. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. So if we remove the knowledge filter that medicine likes to place on things that it can't prove, we find that God is very truthful when he says herbs are here for the service of man. And we may never uncover all the secrets God created into these herbs to work the way they do as a natural medicine source. And that's been used for thousands of years. I tonic up all the time. I overcome infections and recover much faster than people do on prescriptions, of course. So if you're interested in some whole food, immune-boosting herbal formulas in tincture form or tonic form, you definitely want to reach out to the folks at Apothecary Herbs and check out what they have online. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Check them out there. Or if you don't have the internet, don't worry. Write this number down and call for their free product catalog that will be sent to you in the mail. And it's 866-229-4255. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Now, if you're online, you can always, you know, get a catalog. It's free. You can download it even to your computer if you want to do that. But, you know, it's nice to have a hard copy to flip through. I like it that way, too. So have no fear. One will be sent to you free. So you can just call 866-229-3663. Now, if you're checking out the website, or if you have already a catalog in front of you, pay special attention to the all-in-one tonic. It's a tonic. All-in-one formula is a tonic. It's fresh herbs that's aged in vinegar. And it's kind of alcohol with a bite. I mean, vinegar with a bite to it. And it's definitely good for head colds and phlegm and flu bugs and viruses. You can take a maintenance dose once or twice a week and really improve your immune system response and protect yourself. So it's called All-in-One. Check that out. It's under the Immune Boosters tab. Now, some of you may not want to do vinegar. Some people just don't like vinegar stuff. So then the alcohol tinctures, the concentrates that are really good for boosting immune system and resistance, especially this time of year, the Three Amigos pack will have your ginseng, astragalus, we talked about those two already, and one of your echinacea formulas. Okay, those three together, you talk about three friends. Three amigos that are so powerful. They have a synergistic effect. And so first sign of not feeling good, you know, I whip those, my three friends out, my three amigos, and I take it. And within hours, I'm feeling better, a couple hours. So my three amigos is very good. They have it in adult and children's form. So they have a, you know, an echinacea formula for the kids, a little orange tangerine flavor, so it's great for the kids. And then the adult version has the immune booster, which is really strong, has some garlic in it, some other things. So check out the Three Amigos. They do sell the astragalus root separately, as well as a few echinacea formulas. You can see them there. And the ginsengs, obviously, are there as well. They do have a pandemic kit. Now, if you do tend to get the seasonal sinusitis, you definitely don't want to miss out on the Echinacea Deluxe formula. You can skip the antibiotics if you got that. First sign of pressure, you take that stuff, and you can say bye-bye to the sinus infection and head cold. So definitely check that out. They do have cold and flu kits, pneumonia kits. These are all herbal tonics and decongestants that are organic, whole food, and the body responds quickly when you take something of this kind. So you'll be amazed. I mean, I had somebody the other day said, hey, the sleep apnea thing you got there on the website, how much time should I expect for that to work? Well, in a day or two? Typically, the sleep apnea thing works pretty quickly. So people are astonished by that. Well, you know, everybody's a little different, but that's what we're getting, the feedback we're getting. So if you use your products properly in the right doses and frequency, you can just be amazed what you can do. So check out thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Say, I need a free catalog, and they'll send one out to you. The number to call if you want a catalog is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, you can leave your information on the catalog hotline number, or you can speak to a live customer service operator if you'd like. Any way you'd like to do it, or you can send an email request off the website, or you can just, you know, put your catalog in your shopping cart and check out for free. And don't forget the newsletters, they're free too, so throw that in there too. And get empowered, that's what it's about. I love it when people are getting stronger out there, and they're telling their family and friends, and they're just amazed. They are amazed. Well, I don't know. I mean, I believe God. You can't be. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. I know I'm out of time, Frank. I just know it. But I'll be back next time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.